In the first session, I dealt with how we who have a greater revelation need to be careful, lessen our own conceits, that we think we know what God is doing with Israel. Jacob have I loved, but Esau I have hated. I have raised up Pharaoh to show my mighty hand of power and to make my name renowned among the earth. God is not done with the nation of Israel. He's dealing with them, as we read, in their unbelief. But are they provoking him to jealousy? Yes, they are. Jealousy means they've broken covenant with him. And this is, the covenant is the commandments of God. They've done this. I mean, there's just no question about it. They've broken covenant with the Lord God Almighty, as it says in Deuteronomy, and in many, 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 many passages. But we'll look at Deuteronomy 29. All the nations would say, why has the Lord done so to this land? The land. What does the heat of this great anger mean? Then the people would say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worship them, gods that they did not know and that he had not given to them. And then the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he was provoked to jealousy to bring on it every curse that is written in this book. And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. All right. So this is a provocation to jealousy, is idolatry and breaking God's commandments. Back us up with 1 Kings 14 about Rehoboam. Verse 21, the son of Solomon reigned in Judah, and Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. Okay? God is going, his name is in Jerusalem, it says right there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. Now Judah, did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy. Judah, the tribe in Jerusalem, they provoked him, God, to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed more than all their fathers had done. For they also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also perverted persons in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. So this is a provocation to jealousy. This is what makes God angry. Okay? Love is as jealous as a fire. It says in Songs of Songs 8 and 6. And the images of jealousy are shown in Ezekiel 8:5 and Ezekiel 16:38 and Ezekiel 23:25 and Ezekiel, I mean, God goes on and on and says, You've provoked me to jealousy, but God says, I am jealous for Zion in Zechariah 8, 2. Zechariah 8, 5. Then he said to me, son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted my eyes towards the north, and there north of the altar gate was the image of jealousy in the entrance. Furthermore, he said to me, son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations the house of Israel commits here, to make me go far away from my sanctuary? Now turn again, you will see greater abominations. Let's look at Ezekiel 23:25. I will set my jealousy against you. Okay, God is jealous because they've been disobedient, Jerusalem. And they shall deal furiously with you. They shall remove your nose and your ears, and your remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take your sons and your daughters, and your remnant shall be devoured by fire. Let's look at Ezekiel 36, 5. God is jealous, okay, over his people, over Israel and over Jerusalem. that the enemy has said, the ancient heights have become to our possession. And God says, because they made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side. So God brought the judgment. But God will again, in verse 5, spoke in the burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all of Eden who gave my land to themselves as a possession with wholehearted joy and spiteful minds, woo, in order to plunder its open country. And therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel and say to the mountains, the hills, the rivers, and the valleys, thus says the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and my fury because you have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have raised my hand in an oath that surely the nations that are around you shall bear their own shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are about to come. For indeed I am for you and will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown. So God will bring them back. But what does Paul says? He brings them back in unbelief. The scripture says they are brought back to the land in unbelief. Now let me read a couple more passages about the fire of God and his jealousy. In Zephaniah 1:18, we'll start out at 17. I will bring distress upon men and they shall walk like blind men. This is the day of the Lord. Because they have sinned against the Lord, their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like refuse. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he will make a speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Then chapter 2 is a call to repentance. It says in Joel that God is going to pour out his spirit, but he's a call to repentance if you rend your hearts and come before him. Not just Israel, but all the nations or whoever, or the individuals within the nations. Rend your hearts before God and ask him. Maybe he won't send the devourer. Maybe he won't send the locust. Maybe he won't send destruction. Maybe he'll send a blessing instead. In Zephaniah 3:8, it says, therefore, the faithful remnant, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather to the nations, to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour out on them my indignation, on my fierce anger, and all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. God's jealous God. You turn away from him, he gets pretty upset. Make no mistake. He gets very upset. And this whole scenario, we need to be careful that we don't rise up against Israel and turn against her and end up on the side of the enemy and not understanding because of our own conceit what his God is doing or competition. This is a very serious thing, and especially over the land, because there are irrevocable covenants. All right, there's a temple. We're the temple. Who wants to build a temple of stone? The tabernacle of David is where the spirit is. The Sukkot is the God with us. That we are the temple. But there are still irrevocable covenants concerning Israel, and one of them is the what God promised to Abraham, which I'm going to go into now.